Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Brandon Hutchinson, the executive vice president and general manager of newly branded Echo Park Speedway. Brandon, I'm going to start right off the top. How long and will I be allowed to speak at the driver's
meeting
when I attend that on Saturday night?
Hey, man, once you get the mic, it's all yours, right? So take all the time you need, Bo.
Listen, man, that's the last thing you need to say to this
man. I mean, I'm just going to address all the drivers.
He lives his daily life like that, Brandon. Yeah.
That's the friendly guest on your show answer. The real answer is I think it's just we're announcing your name or something, and we move right on. I don't think you actually get to talk, Bo.
It's if they announce his name, I'm going to be jealous.
Brandon, what if I just start, when they hear my name, I just start talking? You think that they'll just like... escort me out?
Thanks for having me so much.
That's right. Your voice would fade as they took you out the door.
That's too good, man. We're so stoked to get down there this weekend, Hutch. I want to listen. Let me just go ahead and throw this out there. I have come up with a nickname, the Echo Chamber. All right, and I asked Ryan Blaney about it. He's on board. I've asked a bunch of people. They love the nickname, the Echo Chamber. I'm willing to sign over the copyright to you guys if you want to make T-shirts. I just want lifetime passes in the VIP suite and maybe one of those condos out in Turn 4. Can we arrange that?
So a condo in Turn 4 and lifetime passes. God, you guys are all over it today. But, listen. I like it. I like the Echo Chamber. I've been listening to you these last couple of weeks as we're gearing up for the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart, and I like it, man. I like it.
There
it
is. Me speaking at driver's meeting doesn't sound so far-fetched anymore, does it, Brandon?
yeah, there you go.
Hey, Brandon.
Allie, save me.
I know. I'm going to get to a serious question here, something I truly need to know about, because I've been down to races a few times at Echo Park Speedway, but those have been more like I go for the race and I go home. This time around, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. This is the first time I am in the whole weekend with these two.
Boom.
For first time goers for the full weekend like myself, what would be your advice?
With those two? that's a loaded question, Allie. No, I tell you, the best thing that fans can do is download the mobile app, get the know before you go messages so that you know exactly what you might need to have the best possible day at Echo Park Speedway. But once you get here, I can promise you we've got 650 miles of the best racing in NASCAR. But when cars aren't on track, Allie, you've got a chance to ride your bike on the track. You've got a chance to drive your car on the high banks. We've got 3 different concerts. We've got fireworks shows, mechanical bulls, a foam party. We've got sea lions. We've got canine stars. We make sure that when cars aren't on track, the fans that choose to come to Echo Park Speedway have something to do throughout the entire weekend.
I love that.
Executive Vice President and General Manager of Echo Park Speedway, Brandon Hutchinson, joining us previewing the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. Brandon, I have an opportunity to be on a car. One of the Legends cars drivers, a big fan of Squid Nation, and he's reached out. And, what do you think about Squid Nation racing?
I will sponsor his biggest rival and put a Mafia sticker on that Legends car on Thursday night. I will do it.
There you go. You could ambush the sponsorship. Listen, half of the drivers in the field on Friday and Saturday night at some point or another have cut their teeth on the Thunder Ring here at Echo Park Speedway. So I don't know how much exposure you're going to get, but you might just be sponsoring one of the future stars of NASCAR. So I say go for it, man. Yeah. It'll be a big time. They're racing on Thursday night, so it's week 5 of Thursday Thunder. It happens to fall during race week. So we're going to keep going. We're going to be racing Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
There you go, at the newly dubbed Echo Park Speedway. I do want to ask you about that too, Brandon, because not only – we were down there, what, a month ago. Not only did you guys rename the Speedway Echo Park Speedway in that partnership with Echo Park Automotive, but you did unveil a couple of new trophies for the race coming up this weekend. Tell us about what the driver is going to be taking home, because I think it was – I was front and center for this, man. It's pretty cool.
So – the three of you surely know that drivers want to get to victory lane so that they can punch that ticket to the playoffs. So going home with a normal trophy should be good enough. But our friends at Echo Park Automotive raised the ante just a little bit, if you will. They are going to give away a Street Glide Special, one of 26 made from Sturgis, South Dakota, Harley-Davidson. The thing is beautiful. I can't believe it. It's amazing. They're going to give away the trailer to tow the bike, and they're going to give away a truck so that you can pull the trailer that's towing the bike. So I tell you, we have the coolest trophies in NASCAR now to go along with the best racing in NASCAR. So I really couldn't believe it. It started off as just the Harley, and I was a little taken back at that because, you know, that thing's got to be $50,000, $60,000, right? It's a special custom-built, 26 in the world. And then for them to throw in the trailer and the truck, I was a little bit dumbfounded, but it's going to be pretty cool to see somebody get to victory lane. And don't forget, this is the first race of the in-season challenge, too. So 32 drivers are going to be pitted against each other, leaving Echo Park Speedway. 16 will be going home, and they're racing for $1 million over 5 weeks. So there's a lot of storylines going into this weekend for sure.
Yeah, Brandon, a chance to make the Sweet 16 after this weekend. I got actually got a real race question. What do you expect? Because if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time you guys have raced in heat like this since the reconfiguration. I know that the February races are normally pretty chilly, but it's going to be – it's a heat wave hitting the state right now. It's going to be in the 90s. So with the track kind of breaking itself in and aging every time we're here – and now with the heat, how do you expect the racing to be? Because it might be a little bit slicker out there.
Yeah. As luck would have it, summer got here last week, right? It's gonna be a little bit warm this weekend, but it's under the lights, so it's gonna be cooling off. It's gonna be great for the fans. Hopefully, a lot of your listeners will come out and join us. But it's a great question. You know, the track is no doubt a handling racetrack as it relates to super speedway. So it already gives the drivers and crews a little bit more to scratch their head about than your normal super speedway. You put that in the middle of summer, so it's going to be hot. It's going to be slick as they start. So there's going to be a lot of trying to figure out what the racetrack is going to do over the first hour of the race. And then the sun's going to set and the temperatures are going to cool off a little bit. And so the cars are going to stabilize a little bit, and they'll try to figure it out. But it's going to be hot. It's going to be slick. This high bank speedway is going to be fast. So as we've seen since 2022, no matter what the track's doing, these are the best drivers in the world, right? So they're going to come out and put on a big show for the fans, and we've got the best show in NASCAR.
Yeah, Brandon, before we let you go, I was going to let you highlight this a little bit. It is the first night race since the reconfiguration at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I've been begging and clamoring for a Saturday night race. I'm sorry, at Echo Park Speedway, and it's one of those things I'm so excited about. How does that change your weekend? As a guy who is literally all over the place with your hair on fire all week, how does that change your weekend at Echo Park Speedway being able to bounce around?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, if the weather cooperates, it lets me know I'm going to be home on Sunday. So that's always a good thing. But no, you know, Saturday night, middle of summer, kids are out of school. You don't have to worry about trying to rush home Sunday after the race so you can be at work on Monday morning. You can partake as much as you want. You guys are going to be grilling out and having a big time. You can do as much of that as you want. You can stay overnight. You can wake up. You can mosey home when you want. So it changes the dynamic of everything for us. It changes the dynamic of everything for our fans. And I can tell you, we're going to have more people here than we've had here in a couple of decades. The fans are excited about Saturday night racing at Echo Park Speedway, and we're going to give them a big show. So we hope, again, a lot of your listeners are planning to come out and join us, and it's going to be fun whether they're here or not. We're going to have a big time.
Yeah. Brandon, real quick, tell them how they can go and get tickets for the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart.
Kids are absolutely free on Friday. Kids are only $10 on Saturday. So families, there's a great price point for all of you. We've got great price points for all groups. You can go to EchoParkSpeedway.com, check out a price point that works well for you and your group. Come on out and see us. It's going to be a big time at Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart this weekend in your backyard.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Can't wait to see you down there at the track Thursday.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate all y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Did he say sea lions?
Yes, he did. In the Midway out there. You know, Midway is one of those things, Allie, that have kind of been lost on time as far as NASCAR races, but mm-hmm. It's making a comeback. It used to be always like, you know, the pre-race show and like drivers signing autographs and all that. It kind of went away for a little bit, especially, you know, obviously for COVID reasons.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the Midways I've been to have been insane. And yes, the first time we were there in February, they had a sea lion show. And pretty
absolutely
interesting, man.
So, incredible.
Yeah. That'll be just a blip on the radar as far as all the things we have in tune for this weekend, but nonetheless.
Yeah, well, tonight we got Strider on the bump. He's up there. He's hoping to get his third straight really good start. He's been phenomenal. He's got like 21 strikeouts in his last 12 innings and only two walks compared to it was like almost flipped around earlier. And he's given up one or two runs in that span. One run in that span.
Doing a sound,
I had it somewhere.
Sound of a race car.
Do
you think that they're? Do you think he feels more pressure now with Sale being on the IL? Do you think he should?
No, I don't think. I don't think he thinks like that. I don't think he goes out to that mound. And Allie probably a little bit more because she talks to Grant so much about that kind of that interaction in the media, but Strider has put immense amount of pressure on him since he's come back to be the guy he was before, and it almost sounded like it was a ticking time bomb. After every bad outing, you know, it just sounded like almost he needed somebody to kind of give him some positive energy. And now he's had two straight. So I think
he had a get right game.
Well, he had two of them, but for me, what I'm trying to say is that he's already put that on himself. So Chris Sale being there or not being there, I don't think it adds any pressure to his plate and his own mind more than he's already doing it himself.
I feel like he would implode if he added that pressure on of Chris Sale being on the IL, because he's already, like Bo mentioned, put so much pressure on himself, and you see it on his face when things aren't going well.
Yeah, and it's a fair point, because when you know, in Bo's initial reaction to the question, I was like, you know, this is not a guy that's not trying to put pressure on himself to win for the team. But when you say it that way and you talk about the immense pressure he's already putting on himself and how he's gritting his teeth after every hit he gives up, I think you're right. I think that maybe he just approaches every single start like that. And I'm excited to see him get back on the bump, man. The questions after the Colorado game where it's like, oh, well, he's, you know, Grant Holmes had 15 Ks against Colorado. It is what it is. And then he follows it up. This is the one we talked about in mid-June. Like, this is where it's kind of coming to fruition here.
Last night was one of the first times I've seen Spencer Schwellenbach show emotion on the mound negatively. When he walked, it's not Lindor. Maybe this was Lindor. Whoever was in front of Soto, when he walked in and put him on, and then Soto, but when he walked, because it got to 3-2, and he just didn't make a good pitch, didn't locate. And he was visibly frustrated. And then Soto hits that home run, makes it 3-2.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've seen Schwellenbach show a little bit of visible emotion.
I agree with you. And there was some pushback on the socials last night about Snit taking him out after, 89 pitches? Like, his pitch count was really low. And I was like, yeah, man, that's true. But he also, to your point, I thought that he looked like it was like, hey, let's get him out before he goes even further.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before it kind of implodes anymore. Like, I was fine with him coming out at 89 pitches.
We've got to stop nitpicking every single decision by the manager.
Snitpicking. That's what it's called.
It's because the one with like I said, I saw people complain that he took Sale out when he did in the complete game bid. And then I saw the same people complaining that he was out there after they found out that he broke his rib. So, or two ribs, apparently. We just got to stop. You know, that Stitt handled it right. Because Iglesias, I don't think, was bad. I think he got a little bit paper cut, which is what happened to Elder the other day. And then, you know, Dylan Lee, he said, this is what Dylan's do.
Well, hopefully we get to see the Mets fans walk out before the game is over one more time. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thank you for being here today. You've got the guy who said something has gone terribly wrong if Bo is his boss.
I would have said my life has taken a horrendous turn.
Steak. Sandra, they're in the building. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Sorry about your life, Steak, but stay cool, Atlanta.
I would have said my life has taken a horrendous turn.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.